Kof Dalad Nissen, Thursday the 20th of April, Rabbi Zalman Krasnow, prophesize or hypothesize?
I apologize in advance for those that were expecting a prophecy about the footsie.
Yes.
Actually, when I was sending to Reb Dudi Itzkowitz, our very dedicated and devoted arranger of Star Day the Torah Way, and I put the word hypothesized into my email, the spell check was giving me all sorts of problems. Apparently, there's a machlekes if there's even a word hypothesize. I'm sorry, prophesize. Some are going to say the word doesn't exist. Perhaps in the 18th century it became popular. But amongst us, Hamoinam, there's a colloquial sprach of prophesize. So prophesize or hypothesize. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Beis, that Bismanenu Nevuah is given over to Ketanim and to Shaitim. So that's another reason for those of you that were expecting any prophecies. Hopefully you won't get any today. It's fascinating. The Maral explains why is it that the Gemara says, Amr B'yechanan, Yud Beizam B'yechanan 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 Nitla Nevuah Min Hanavim V'nitna L'Shaitim U'L'Tinaikis. And the Gemara relates two stories. The Maral says that since Nevuah is Das Elyon, it's a higher level of understanding. So Dafka, somebody who has none of his own seichel, none of his own Das, is he a clay kibble, is he a receptacle to be makabel that? So since Shaitim and Tinoikis are Elim B'nei Das, Zakta Maral, that's why they're the ones that Bismaneinu have Nevuah. Somebody once came to the Shefachayim wearing just his tefillin shal yad. And he comes over to him and he says, Rebbe, I have a suffix. I'm not sure if I'm holding before davening, and I put on just my shal yad, and I haven't yet gotten to my shal roish, or I'm holding after davening, and I've taken off my shal roish, and I haven't yet gotten to my shal yad. Can I daven again? Was it suffix brachas lahakol? Shevach Chaim told him, of my cheshvin, you can daven again. That's not prophesizing. That's hypothesizing. So, let's begin with a Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Ches Halacha Hey. What's the halacha? Hadas Sheniktam Roishai. You have the hadasim, that the top of it gets cut off. So, the Rambam Paskins, Hadas Sheniktam Roishai, is kosher. Comes along the Ravid in his Hasagas, and the Ravid says the following. Kfar Hoifia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu. Mikamashanim, it's many years that we had Ruach HaKodesh in our Beis Medrash. Ve'alinu shehu pasal, v'chulei. V'hakol barar b'chiburenu. Everything is clear, the way we wrote it in our Pirush. U'makim hinichu li min hashamayim. The Ravid argues on the Rambam regarding the halachic status of Hadash Niktam Roshay, based on the following lashon. I'll read it to you again. Kfar hoifia Ruach HaKodesh b'Beis Midrashenu. And then he ends off, U'makim hinichu li min hashamayim. So we have an obvious problem. We all know the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, the famous story of Tana Shalach Noi, that there was a machlekes as to whether or not the halacha is like one Tana or the other Tana, like a Blihazer. And the Gemara says that a baskel came out min hashamayim and said the halacha is like a Blihazer. So the Gemara responds that that's not a raya that halacha should be like Rav Eliezer over the other chachamim. Mishum toira loy bashamayim. Toira is not in shamayim. And the Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas in Simen Reish Ches in Arachayim, the last tshuva in Arachayim says a very poshuta vart. Toira loy bashamayim is a necessity for us to be able to learn Torah today. Because if Torah would be Bashamayim, we would have all sorts of people that would have supernatural powers that would come, that would bring rayas, that would prove different things, that maybe we should go against this pasuk or against this halacha, and I'll bring you a raya, and they'll do all sorts of oisais and maifsim, and the Torah would have no kiyum, zakhtach sam sefer. So part of the security plan that Torah should be mekuyim for all dairis is that Torah loy bashamayim. The Torah was given at Har Sinai, and that is the template that we have to base our yisaidus ha-Torah on. So we have a kasha on this Ravid over here. How could the Ravid argue on a Rambam? Halachic shayla, because kfar hafiyah ruach ha-kodesh v'beis midrashenu. We have often a Gemara above Mitzia. There's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Tzmura on Daf Tezayin Amar Alf. The Gemara says that b'mei evloi shal Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, and Klal Yisrael was sitting Shiva, nishtakhu many halachas from the B'nai Yisrael. And they tried to get back certain halachas that were forgotten during Moshe Rabbeinu's Avelus. So the Gemara says that Osniel ben Kenaz came along and he was machzer shalosh meis halachas bipilpulai. He was able to be mefalkel and put together 300 halachas. And the Gemara says that beforehand, when they tried to put those halachas back together again, they couldn't use a Navi, or they couldn't use any sort of supernatural wisdom, because Torah is loy bashamayimi, and ein Navi rishay v'chadish davar me'ata, we are bound to the gvulos that we have to chokhmas ha-Torah. So again, you see another Gemara in Tumur, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that Torah is loy bashamayimi, and therefore, that's how we pass it. So what is pshat in this writing? Let's go on a little bit further. Another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalad. The Rambam, there's a machloikis, Kedusha Rishayna Kidusha L'Shaita V'Kidusha L'Asad Lavoi. The original Kedusha that the Beis HaMikdash had, how long did that Kedusha go for? Did it stop B'mei Chorban HaBayis, or does it continue for all eternity? So the Rambam says, "Ubamen is kacha b'kedusha rishayna shekidusha shloima shehu kiddush ha'azara v'Yerushalayim l'shaitan v'kidusha la'asid lavai." He was makadosh it for their time and la'asid lavai. Comes along the Ravid, and again he's masig on the Rambam, and he says very sharp for l'shaynus. Svaras atzma yizu. He argues on the Rambam. He says he doesn't like this svara. It's the Rambam's own svara. And he says, the man da Amar kedusha rishayna loy kidusha lasid lavoi. According to the man da Amar who holds kedusha rishayna was not mekudesh lasid lavoi, loy chilek bein mikdash v'Yerushalayim l'shar Eretz Yisrael. There's no difference between Yerushalayim and the makom mikdash and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, which is the svar that the Rambam wanted to say. And the Ravid finishes off, kach nigla li misoid Hashem lireyov. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to me, a hidden part of the Torah misoid Hashem lireyov. So here we have a second machlokes Rambam and Ravid, which seemingly would say that the Ravid holds there's no problem of loy bashamayimi. So perhaps we'll have a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam will say we are bound to the Gemaras in Tmura and Bava Basra, that loy bashamayimi, and therefore he came up with the halacha that he saw fit regarding Hadash and Nikdam Roshay and Kedusha Rishayna. The Ravid was not bothered by that, and therefore he used the Ruach HaKodesh Shafiyah B'Beis Midrashay or Soyd Hashem Lireyav with which to paskin a halacha. A third Ravid and Rambam. In Hilchos Mishkov U'Moishav Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. Listen to the Lashon of the Ravid. Kol ma shekasavti bozeh harbe yigiyos she'ein hadas mekabeles ve'ein haseichel moida ve'ein halev misyashiv olav v'chulu. Avol asei oznecho ka'af archeses u'shma dvar Hashem Baruch Hashem Ashagila soidoy lireyov gitzvon leisharim teshia. The Ravid again, the third time, says that really there's a lot of things that the seichel, a person's intellect, can't understand. But Baruch Hashem Ashagila soidoy lireyov. A third Ravid. Listen to a fourth Ravid. This Ravid is in the Sefer Bali HaNefesh at the end of Shar HaMayim. The Ravid writes a halacha and he says, if you want to know the source of this halacha, where do I get it from? Kach hiruni min hashamayim. So they have showed me from the heavens. There seems to be a very clear common denominator over here. The line running through these Ravids is that the Ravid seems to have absolutely no problem with the source for his halachas. Listen to another Ravid in his Pirush in Torah's Chayanim in Achrei Mois Aleph Yud Beis. He says, Chishavti b'nuscha ha'ikris, I tried to figure out in the main nusach, v'nizdamenli Pirush min ha'shamayim. Another Ravid in his Hakdama to his Pirush on Mishnayis Mesachas Idios. The Ravid says that if you have something that you find that there's a mistake, it's not my Rabbeim that I got the mistake from. It's my own mistake. You know why? Because everything that I wrote to you is Soyd Hashem Nireyav. So it's not my Rabbeim's fault, so I didn't hear it from them. You know what? I got it myself. Soyd Hashem Nireyav. So it seems to be that this Svar over here of the Ravid. And finally, there's a Beis Yosef in Yerideya, Simon Kuf Chavav, who quotes a Rashba in the Torah of Bayis, quoting a Ravid, regarding a Nachri that poured wine from a keli into another keli. And the Lashon of the Ravid is, he says, Davar Zeh, this halacha that I've just written to you, regarding Yayin Nesach, Misaris Biyodeh Mei Raboisai, Umei Ovinu Sheba Shamayim. This Misar I have is from my Rabbeim and from Avinu Sheba Shamayim. Now the truth of the matter is that there are two Tosfos in Shas. There's a Gemara in Erevin Daf Vav Amud Beis, and there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, in which the Gemara says that there was a Baskal. There was a Baskal that came out and said that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel as opposed to Beis Shammai. Frek Tosfos Akasha Lachara, there's a Stira. The Gemara on Bava Metzia by Tanur Shalachnoi says, and yet, when we have machlokes b'sham and b'silo, we pass like b'silo because of a baskol. So Tosfos has a number of terutzim, both in Erevin and above Metzia, and one of his terutzim, Tosfos says that perhaps one Gemara argues on the other Gemara. The Gemara in Erevin that says that a baskol came out and said that Allah is like b'silo, that is a baskol that we can pass in like. The Gemara in Bava Metzia holds Tarele Bashamayim Hi. But the Gemara in Erevin is not worried about this. So here we have Shitas Rishayim that say we're not bound to the Gemara of Tarele Bashamayim Hi. So perhaps we'll just say that there's a Machlokes L'Shitasam. The Ravid holds like the Shita in Tosfos that Tarele Bashamayim Hi is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. La Halacha, we can pass like the Gemara in Erevin. Mashenke in the Rambam will pass like the Gemara in Bava Metzia. But there's a problem with this. The problem is as follows. There's a Yisoidistik Rambam in Yisoideh HaTorah. Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes as follows. Ne'emar loy v'ashamayimi. The Gemara tells us loy v'ashamayimi. Halomadta she'ein Navi Rishai l'chadish dover me'ata. A Navi can't come and make up a new halacha. L'fichach, zok the Rambam. Im yamoid ish bein mein ha'umois bein me'yisro. V'yase ois u'moifes. If a man will get up, say a yid, say a goy, and he will do an ois or moifes. And this Navi will get up and say, Hashem said to another mitzvah, 614, or to track the mitzvah, 612. Or the mitzvah min mitzvahs pirish shamanu mi Moshe. Or he wants to change the pshat in the mitzvahs that we never heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Chuluz at the Rambam. Harei zeh Navi Sheker. This guy is a Navi Sheker. Shaharei bo lahakchish nevuasoi shal Moshe umisasoi bechenek. This guy is Chayiv Misa. Now we know that the general klal is, if the Ravid wants to argue on the Rambam, he says something. The Ravid doesn't mince any words. He's happy to say that the Rambam is wrong. And this halacha in Yisoideh HaTorah, where the Rambam sets forth the principle of Torah, Loi Bashamayimi, the Ravid keeps quiet. The Ravid doesn't say anything. So it would seem clearly that the Ravid agrees to this Yisoideh of the Rambam of Torah, Loi Bashamayimi. So we're back to square one. What is pshat in all of these Ravids? How are we going to fend for the problem of Torah Lev HaShemayim? So I want to share with you a vart from the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya, in Arachayim, Tshuva Reish Ches, that we mentioned beforehand, and a vart, the same exact vart, that the Rechayim says in Yerideya Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Hei. Tonight is the outside of Divrei Chaim. The Shoyul in Divrei Chaim writes as follows, that there was Malamin Echad Poga B'chvoy L'Arachayim HaKadosh. There was a Rebbe who said something degrading about the Arachayim HaKadosh. What did he say degrading about the Arachayim HaKadosh? V'Omar, he said, Shaloi Asa Sifra B'ruach HaKadosh. One rabbi got up and said, he told his Talmidim that Arachayim HaKadosh was not written with Ruach HaKadosh. So Simin Kufay in Yerodei Achelik Beis and Divrei Chaim is written to address this Shaila. So the Divrei Chaim and the Chasam Sofer both say the same Gedank, and they quote this Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There's a very interesting Gemara. This is the same Gemara that says that Bizmanenu Nevuah Miyam Shechar Beis Hamikdash Nitnal Nevuah Min Anavim V'Nitnal L'Shaitim L'Tinoikis. The Gemara says as follows. There was a machlokes how large a field or a bar has to be in order for two shutfim to force one another to divide that particular investment that they had dual partnership. So, during the machlokes, Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein elu elo divrei nevius." He wasn't happy with the svara that one of the Amoraim said. He said, "That's divrei nevius." So once Rabbi Yossi called the Chachamim's words Nevuah, the Gemara says the following memory. Amar Reb Avdimi Demin Chefa, Miyoyim Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, Nitlo Nevuah Min HaNeviim, V'nitno LaChachamim. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was taken away Min HaNeviim, V'nitno LaChachamim. It was given over to Chachamim. In fact, the Gemara, Otu Chacham Lav Navihu, is a Chacham not fit to be a Navi? Rashi explains that the Mashmayis of Rav Avdimi de Menchefa's statement was that Nevuah was taken away from Nevi'im and given over to Chachamim. And only from Chorban Beis HaMikdash and onwards was Nevuah fit for Chachamim, but before that it was only for Nevi'im and not for Chachamim. In fact, the Gemara, Atu Chacham Lav Navihu, can a Navi not be a Chacham? He could be both. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, this is what Rav Avdimi meant to say. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, afal pi shenitla min ha-neviim, min ha-chachamim loy nitla. Even though Nevuah was taken away from the Neviim, it was not taken away from the Chachamim. The Gemara says, Amar HaMeimar, v'chacham adif mi Navi. A Chacham is even greater than a Navi. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzadik Yibbeis, v'navi levav chachma. A Navi who has a lev chacham. So the Gemara says, "Mi nitla b'mi? Who are you hanging on the other? Have the Omer kata nitla b'gadol?" We say that the lower thing is like the more chashiv thing. So we say that a navi is like a chacham. Amar Abaya, bring you a proof. Teda that Nevuah wasn't taken away from chachamim. The Amar gavra rabba milsa because an adam gadol said something. Umisamr mishmei the gavra rabba chmina kavasei. And another adam gadol who they hadn't conversed with said the same thing. So you see that there's a concept of Nevuah amongst Chachamim. The Gemara goes back and forth that maybe these Chachamim thought alike. The Gemara says from Rav Akiva ben Yosef, because he was the biggest Chacham and nobody else could think of him. The Gemara finishes off, El Amar Vashi, Teda. What's the proof that Lo Nitla Nevuah Min HaChachamim? The Amar Gavar Rabba Milsa, Gavar Rabba said something, Umis Amra Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Kavosei. And there's also halacha l'moshe misinai that was said by him. Now halacha l'moshe misinai is not misvara, so it has to be that he said it over in Nevuah. In fact, the Gemara of Dilma Kisuma Ba'aruba, maybe that chacham who said it, he just happened to come upon it, like a blind man who falls through a skylight. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. V'lav tamyoiv, that chacham who said it, obviously gave a svara to what he was saying, so he didn't just happen upon it. So the Gemara says these words, afal pi shenitla Nevuah min ha-navim, min ha-chachamim lo nitla. Comes along the Maritz Chiyas, and he says, I'll tell you what's pshat in this Gemara. You know what it means? Afal pi, she nitla nevuah min ha-neviim, min ha-chachamim lo nitla. Listen how the Maritz Chiyas learns pshat in the Gemara. Even though prophecy was taken away from neviim, chachma wasn't taken away from chachamim. Wisdom wasn't taken away from chachamim. Comes along the Chasam Sofer, and he says, Maritz Chiyas, that's not how you read the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is talking about Nevuah. Afal pi shenitla min ha-neviim, even though Nevuah, prophecy was taken away from Neviim, but prophecy wasn't taken away from the Chachamim. So we have Machlokes Achrayim had a taich the Gemara. The Maritz Chiyas says, Afal pi shenitla min ha-neviim, even though prophecy, Nevuah was taken away from Neviim, but Chachma remained by Chachamim. The Chasam Sofer says, that's not the whole sugya. The sugya is, even though prophecy was taken away from the Nevuim, min ha-chacham le-nitla, now chachamim could have prophecy. And the Chasam Sofer and the Divrei Chaim quote the Ramban. The Ramban says as follows, an unbelievable thing. He says that there's a type of nevuah that's a mara or a chazoin. There's a divine inspiration. The Navi can see a heavenly image, and from that he can prophesize. But there's another type of nevuah, and that type of nevuah is zot the Rechaim Chasam Sefer, based on the Rishonim and the Ramban. That's somebody who sits and learns, and he's learning Torah lishma. He could be zaycha to transcend his mental capabilities and intellect, and be mechavin la'amito shel Torah, even if based on his raw IQ, he would not have been able to understand that. And his lashon is like this: Afal pi shenitla nevuah min hanaviim, shehu hamare v'hachazoyin. Even though nevuah was taken away from neviim, nevuas chachamim, a nevuah of a chacham, shehu b'derech chachma. This doesn't mean nevuah like one of the nevi'a Hashem, like Nach. This is nevuah shehu b'derech chachma loy nitla. This wasn't taken away from chachamim. Ela yoydim ha'emes b'ruach ha'kodesh shebekirbam. They know the truth with the ruach ha'kodesh that's ingrained in them because they're sitting and learning. V'nasna lechachamim. Pirushai, what does it mean it was given to Chachamim? Sheyasigu b'sichlam, they can understand with their intellect, dvarim harbe, she'ein kayach b'seichel ha'teva la'asigam. These people are not really clever enough. However, when they're sitting and learning Torah lishma, they can be zaycha to transcend their mental capacity and be mechaven l'amita shel Torah. And the Divrei Chaim finishes off going back to Arei Chaim HaKadosh. He says, and his lashon is unbelievable, he says, "Bevadai Arei Chaim HaKadosh chiber sifrei beruach hakodesh." It doesn't mean ruach hakodesh like the Nevi'im. It means the ruach hakodesh that he sat down and learned Torah lishma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him ruach hakodesh to say the right pshat. Ach loihu levadai rak kol mechaber afilu bidoireinu, writes the Divrei Chaim. Imhu roi lekach. Chiber Sifra Beruach HaKadosh. It's not only the Arei Chaim HaKadosh, but every Mechaber, if he's Roy Lekach, he can be Zoicha to be Mechaber, his Sefer Beruach HaKadosh. What does that mean? Hainu Shehiskim B'Chachmasai La'amita Shal Torah. Like the Gemara says in Gittin, in the story of Pilegesh Begiva of Rebbe Yosar, the Gemara says, Iyuhu Da'askim Le'Mari Al Yodei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Haskama. Rashi says, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Haskara? Legalois loisoid lechavein dvorim hastumim al amitasam. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Haskama, he had a tu'udah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Haskama, what was the Haskama? Lashon Rashi and Gittin. Legalois loisoid, to reveal to him a secret, lechavein dvorim hastumim al amitasam. This is something that was beyond his intellect. It was dvorim hastumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalot him soid. Let's go back to all the Rambams and the Ravids. Avada, we're not going to say that there's a Machlokes Rishonim, Rambam and Ravid, like Tosfos in Erevin and Tosfos in Bava Metzia. The Rambam sets forth in Yisrael HaTorah the principle that Torah lo b'shamayimi. And the Ravid agrees, he keeps quiet in Yisrael HaTorah. The Ravid, when he writes in Hilchos Lulav, Kfar hoifia ruach ha-kodesh bebeis midrashenu ve'aleinu shehu pasol, he doesn't mean Ruach HaKodesh of a Nevuah. He means that they sat and they learned and they shtayed. And from that, they were able to understand that Halacha is not like the Rambam. And that's pshat in all of these Ravids. When the Ravid says, HaKodesh Baruch Hu was Megala Lisoid, Kach Nigla Misoid Hashem Lireyav. He means like Rashi says, Legalis Lisoid L'chavik Varma Stum Malamitasam. That it was beyond their capabilities to understand it. And that's all of these Ravids. Soid Hashem Lireyav. The concept of Ruach HaKodesh that was Bimei Chazal, and the concept of Ruach HaKodesh Bismaneinu that somebody can be Zoicha Lechaven La'amito Shal Torah. Now, there's very different, many Madregas. There's Ruach HaKodesh, there's Baskol, there's Chaloim, perhaps that will be another shir. What's the difference between them? It's Muchach that there are various Madregas, because the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim that the highest form of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah is to have a malach come to you. But there's a medrash that says vice versa. The medrash says that a malach coming to you is the lowest form. So we'll have to differentiate that they're talking about various levels of a malach coming to you, various levels of Ruach HaKodesh. That's beyond the scope of today. I just want to tell you an unbelievable story. The Gemara said in Chagiga, that there was a gavur rabba who said something, and he was mechaven to halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. The Ashtrav Tzagoin, the Baal Meir Inei Chachamim, fasted for 40 years before Churban Europa, and every morning he would wake up and do Hatovas Chalayim. And they didn't realize at the time what the reason was. And afterwards they found out that he was having chaloymos, he was having dreams every night about the upcoming Churban. And like Reb Tzadok fasted for 40 years to try to uproot the gzeira of the Churban HaMikdash, he fasted 40 years. And every night he would break his fast on some beans. That was the Ashrav Tzagai. There was a young man in Eretz Yisrael who Erev Rosh Hashanah, his child, had a very high fever, and he was very concerned. So he decided he's going to go to the Kupat Cholim. He goes to the Kupat Cholim, and the doors are shut, it's closed, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's closed to Yom Tov, it's after hours. So he calls up a well-known Askin, and he says, can you get me an appointment by a doctor? The Askin says, call me back in 2 minutes. Calls him back in 2 minutes, he says, you have an appointment with Professor Brish, who's the head of pediatrics in Tel HaShomer Hospital. Now, Professor Brish only takes private patients, so it's going to cost you 600 liras in order to see him. This young man, 600 liras he made in 3 months. But he had no choice. This was his young child who was running a high fever. He was very concerned. He didn't want to go straight to the emergency room because he'll be stuck there for the whole Rosh Hashanah. So he goes to the neighbor and he knocks on the door and he gathers together a sum of money. The Askin told him, take an extra 200 because you're seeing him in his house. After hours, it might be even more expensive. He gets to the house and he comes in and he sees that the walls are lined with medical journals and various certificates from universities that he's a capable doctor. And in the corner is a small little picture of the Ashrav Tzagoin. So the Professor Brish examines the child. He says, everything's okay. Do A, B, and C. You don't have to go to the emergency room. You don't have to be concerned. And on the way out, the professor sees that this young man is eyeing this picture. So the young man says, I can't hold myself back anymore. What are you doing? You're an irreligious fellow with a picture of Ashrav Tzagoin. It doesn't match the rest of the decor of the room. So he says, hold on. You want to talk about the Ashrav Tzagoin? You have to wait a minute. He goes outside to the ante room. He comes back with a kapel, puts it on his head. He says, if you talk about my Rebbe, you have to wear a kapel. Your Rebbe? He said, yes, I knew the Ashrav Tzagoin. I lived in Ashrav Tzagoin. And I saw him, and he was a Malach Hashem Tzvakas. And I'm an irreligious fellow, but I have the highest respect for the Ashrav Tzagoin. The Goman says, I'll tell you a vart from the Ashrav Tzagoin. What's the vart? The vart is as follows. Reb Chaim Oizer, the God Lador, met the Ashrav Tzagoin. He said, Ashrav Tzagoin, they say about you that you're a Gavra Rabba. The same Lashon of the Gemara in Chagiga. You're a Gavra Rabba. Tell me Ishtekot Torah, let's hear the Gavra Rabba Shebecha. Ashrav Tzagoin tells him, he says, I'll prove to you that a Gavra Rabba is not someone who can say Ishtekot Torah. Okay, let's see. So Ashrav Tzagoin tells him as follows. The Gemara says in Makas, Tavchav Beis Amid Beis, people are stupid. They stand up before a Sefer Torah, psicha, but when a Gavra Rabba walks by, they don't stand up. What's the raya? Zok the Gemara. In the Torah it says, in Dvarim, Chafei Gimel, Arboim Yakenu. A guy should get lashes, you give him 40 lashes. Come along, Chazal. I say it's not 40, it's Arboim Chasar Achas. It's really 39. So you see that a Gavra Rabba can tell you, Pshat in the Torah, it's not 40, it's 39. In fact, Ashtrav, so we have a cloud that when you want to bring a raya, you bring a raya from the earliest point possible in the Torah. What's the kasha? In Vayikra Chav Gimel Tazayin, we say, Amimachras HaShabbos HaShviz Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim. We count Sfira 50 days. Chazal say 49 days. So if you want to bring a raya that a Gavra Rabba can uproot a Shtikl Torah, it should be from Vayikra, not from Dvarim. So the Ashtrav told, he said as follows. From here you see, as to Zayin a Gavra Rabba, to be a Gavra Rabba, it's not just to say Pshat in the Torah. It's to save another Yid from getting another lash. Torah said 40 Malkus, and the Gavra Rabba said 39. That's a Gavra Rabba. And that's the first time that the Gemara wants to bring a raya that they're tipshim, that they don't stand up from a Gavra Rabba. The Yoman told this to Professor Brish, and Professor Brish said, you just paid me all the money that I needed. You told me this var from my Rabba. It's worth the 600 pounds, plus whatever else I was going to charge you, 600 liras. L'chaim l'shalom. Have a good yontif. Isn't this a man? Shkoyah.